the mysticism of Lord Shiva. Audio BDSM, Goddess Dominant Story, Ashesh 9. Lord Shiva is the most macho of all the male gods in the Hindu pantheon. Ultimately, it is his destructive capacities which brings the all cosmic creation and universes to an end when he destroys the world. And everything goes back into the potential singularity. But even Lord Shiva is not the mightiest of all the mighty entities in the universe, because as mighty and as macho as he is, the most masculine of masculine, the cosmos, the creation, everything was created according to Hindu philosophy by Devi Kali, Goddess Kali. She is the cosmic creatrix. And now, when she created Lord Shiva, the destroyer, Brahma is supposed to be the creator, and Lord Vishnu or Narayan is supposed to be the maintainer. So, that is what they say about God: generator, organizer, destroyer. G-O-D. So generator is Brahma, organizer is Vishnu or Narayan, and the destroyer is Shiva. So this Mahadevi Kali had put a very misogynistic, submissive streak or nucleus or atom or molecule, isotope of submissive misogynism, implanted it deep in Lord Shiva's Muladhara Chakra or the prostate gland, and he yearned to submit unto his creatrix, the one who created him, his goddess, his mistress, his sovereign ruler, Kali, Devi Kali, Devi Mahakali, Mahadevi Mahakali, Goddess Kali, the cosmic creatrix. Actually, she needs worship from all her male creation, and for which he has created a male chauvinist universe where her male creation dominate over her female creation, because deep down she's like a typical Indian mother-in-law. She is jealous of her daughter-in-law because they get the affection, tenderness and intimacy from her sons, male sons, which deep down she, in her girlish heart, she yearns for that affection, that intimacy, that bonding with males, herself, even though she is a creatrix. Creatrix is a lonely number. So she needed that her sons should belong to her and worship her. But that misogynistic gene, as exemplified by Count Leonard Leopold von Misoch, and Venus in furs and all those cruel wonders with whips, that gene, that misogynism went berserk, and men have been submitting to prostitutes, to dominatrix, professional prodomes, to their girlfriends, to their wives, to their sisters-in-law, female teachers, female nurses, lady doctors. They submit to humiliating prostate examination and milking, to strap-on cocks, bend over and accept spankings. And there's a huge pornographic segment called femdom. But this is actually the Lady Kali domination particle implanted deep within male psyches and male prostate gland, Muladhara chakras, which has gone berserk. And the original rape or ravishment happens, when the most mature of male lords in the Hindu pantheon, Lord Shiva, lay down like a new bride, a quivering new bride, demure, coy, shy new bride on a first night, awaiting the ritual rape of the first night, when the husband takes the bride, just like a Hindu bride, in a bridal finery, in a red sari, lies down, awaiting her husband, lord and master's phallus, entering her virginal yoni, her vagina. Lord Kriva lay down at the feet of his creatrix and cosmic creatrix, the all-powerful goddess Kali. His erect penis, that symbol of male masculine dominance and patriarchy, quivering excitedly in submissive misogynistic fantasy of being penetrated and raped by his mistress's trident. She reversed the trident until the shivering steel handle, the cylindrical rod, mystically, esoterically, and mysteriously, esoterically, became slimmer, and she plunged it into his penis through the urethra until it hit his prostate gland. And exquisite bliss, agony, misogynistic blood orgasm, blood orgasm. It was painful, but exquisitely so, to submit to a stronger feminine power, feminist power, feminazi power, as his mistress, his conqueress, his goddess, his empress, his sovereign ruler, ruled his penis, his organ, his lingam, his cock. Sweet joy of misogynistic surrender to a stronger feminine consort, to his woman, his lady, his mistress. The sweetness of surrender, the sweetness of defeat, the misogynistic, submissive, humiliating erection, all combined as prostrate, freshly ravished prostrate blood from the raped virginal prostate cherry spurted out in a hot, warm, delicious waves. Tenderly she smeared the blood onto his forehead and face, and he licked it off her fingers in humble supplication, in symbolic, and the Hindu husband smears vermilion, red vermilion powder onto the forehead, especially the center parting of the hair of the new bride, as a symbol of his ownership and his lordship and his masterfulness on his new bride, who symbolically becomes his property and cattle from the first night onwards. So similarly, the shy, macho, freshly fucked male god quivered like a new bride on a first night, accepting the red, warm, delicious blood, like the vermilion on a new bride's forehead, a symbol of Kali's total ownership, suzerainty, sovereignty, and right to do whatever she wanted with him. She asked him, "And how does the feel, my captive, my prize, my man, to be quivering below thy woman, to have been ravished by my trident, my steel rod, which is not a surgical, medical sound, but somewhat akin to that. It has plunged into thy virgin prostate, popped thy prostate cherry, and now the blood, which is a symbol of my mistresshood, my mistressy over thy raped masculinity, thy raped toxic patriarchy, all thy entitlement is gone and ravished and raped. All thy superiority is gone and ravished and raped. Thy masculine ego has been shattered. I am thy owner, thy mistress, thy conqueress. I have conquered thee, and thou hast willingly submitted, and thou hast sipped deeply into this cup of submission of misogynism. So much so that Count Leopold von Messor, the founder of misogynism, is like a Sunday school teacher compared to thee. Thou art my freshly fucked consort, my freshly raped man. And how dost thou address me, thy goddess, thy conqueress, thy sovereign owner? Speak of Shiva, I command thee. Quivering like a new bride, shyly, demurely, and coyly, and worshipfully, Lord Shiva spoke to his conqueress, his mistress, his owner, his sovereign goddess. O Majesty, Excellency, I feel like a shy, demure, coy Hindu bride on the first night, who has been fucked, and just like the husband smears vermilion powder on the forehead to prove his ownership, mastery, and command and control over his new bride, his new chattel, his new property, thou hast smeared my own blood, my virgin, freshly popped prostate blood. Thou hast taken my cherry, my virginity, my prostate virginity, and now thou hast smeared blood like vermilion powder on thy new conquest. I feel like a virgin bride who has been ravished, raped, and conquered by a masterful, dominant husband. Thou hast taken me, thou hast ravished me. I am thine, I am thy property. I lie here contented, thy slave boy, thy slave toy, thy toy boy. I hope to give thee joy. Thou can do whatever thou likest with me. I am thy new toy, thy new conquest, yours to do what thou like. And then he covered his face shyly, like a conquered wife, like a conquered bride on the first night, unable to carry on further, in sheer demure shyness. And this was a role reversal, a rape reversal, the first night reversal, a bride reversal, a groom reversal, a wedding reversal, where the woman conquers and the man quivers in shyness, in demureness, in coyness, and the man becomes the new bride, the freshly fucked virgin bride, and the woman becomes the all-conquering husband, the master of the domestic universe, and she fucks a man into submissiveness, into misogynism, into triumphal feminazi heaven, where the goddess is a conqueror, mistress of all she has created, and her man is a slave boy, obedient, submissive, and narcissistic to the nth extent, happy, breathing, and conquered, raped and ravished. A woman, as opposed to amen, A woman, Om Shanti, Tat Sat Chit Anand. Jai Hind, thank you.